Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Métis Voices Radio Show, our own internet radio program at BBS Radio every Friday evening. Tonight, we start off the program by playing the Red River Jig by the Métis Toe Tappers. Our show begins at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Station 2. To listen, just click the listen arrow at the top. If that doesn't work, scroll down and choose whichever listen live button works for you. Each show features a variety of subjects and special guests coming to you live from the Machif Métis Museum in beautiful Raven Beach, just outside of Clearwater, British Columbia, Canada. Call-in lines will be open throughout the program. Here are the numbers to call. In the U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-228-4494 and worldwide toll-free 877-489-6350. For direct lines, go to BBS Station 2 main page under the header Call In and Speak Live. And don't worry if you miss any of these call-in numbers. They are posted on the BBS Radio website, all stations, and repeated on the program. And now, introducing your host, Dale Haggerty.
And say, and welcome everyone. Tonight, instead of having a guest on our show, we're going to have an information and an open line night on Métis Voices Radio. It is November 21st, 2008. Tonight, I'm going to start off the program with a little bit of history about the Métis flag. And I had just downloaded this just earlier off the computer. The internet, wow. If you're ever looking for information on the web, this is it. This is the way you have to do it. It starts out, the first stirring of Métis nationalism occurred between 1812 and 1814, between the forks of the Assiniboine and the Red Rivers in 1812. The Selkirk settlers began arriving in Rupert's Land under the colonization effort of Lord Selkirk, the major shareholder in the Hudson's Bay Company. The Northwest Company resided this move since the settlers would be determined to the fur and bison trade. In other words, what they were doing is they were trying to stop them from doing all the gathering of the furs and the bison trade, which is the pemmican. This area was an excellent hunting ground, and much of the pemmican produced in the region was by the First Nation and the Métis fur trader employees. The Métis were enraged that Lord Selkirk brought the landless and destitute colonists to the area without first consulting the territorial indigenous residents. Furthermore, in fact, that he did not adequately provide them with provisions seeming too short-sight and cruel. Unfortunately, crops failed in the first 2 years of the settlements, and to ensure that the settlers did not starve, the HBC government of the Assiniboine River, Miles MacDonald, issued a series of edicts in 1814 known as the Pemmican Proclaims, and the first proclamation prohibited the export of pemmican, and the second to curb the Métis' practice of running the buffalo, which usually took the buffaloes out of the territories for a better hunting grounds further south. the Pemmican Proclamation, where the primary interpretation to the emerging Métis nationalism. The Métis bison hunters were ununited in their efforts to wage against war against the Hudson's Bay. The company responsible for the interruptions of their way of life. As a result, the Métis burned the Selkirk settlers' crops, drove them away, their cattle, and harassed them. The Métis buffalo hunters appointed Cuthbert Grant, a Scot-Cree mixed blood, as their military leader. While it was true that the Northwest Company further encouraged the Métis nationalism, the Métis did not need much prodding, since they felt that their way of life was being destroyed. They continued to hunt bison and trade pemmican with the Northwest Trading Company, thus ignoring the Pemmican proclamations. The Métis even arrested MacDonald for interfering with the Métis sovereignty and ordered the settlers deported. In 1815, the Hudson's Bay capitalized the Métis terms and issued a treaty. In 1815, the Hudson's Bay and the Métis Treaty, all settlers to retire immediately from across from this river and no apparent appearance to the colony to remain. Peace and amenities to subsidize between all parties, traders, Indians, and freedom in the future throughout these two rivers, and on no account any person to be molested in any lawful pursuit. The Honorable 8 Hudson's Bay Company will, as customary, enter the rivers as they think proper from 2, 3 to 4 of their former trading post boats, and from here 4 or 5 men per boat as usual. However, formal distribution has been taken place between both parties. And that is to say, the Honorable Hudson's Bay Company and the half-breed of the Indian Territory to be totally forgotten and not to be recalled by either party. Number 5, even persons retaining peaceful from this river immediately shall not be molested in their passage out. No persons passing in the summer for the Hudson's Bay Company shall remain in the buildings of the company, but shall receive some other spots that they will establish for the purpose of trade. Signed, Cuthbert Grant, Bonhomme Montour, 4 chiefs of the half-breeds, James Sutherland and James White. The Red River Indian Territories Forks, Red River, June 25, 1815. The treaty provided the first victory of Métis nationalism. The victorious Métis resistance fighters began to call themselves the new nation. And now they had a distinct flag, the Infinity Flag, which symbolizes the coming together of two cultures to form the new distinct people with inherited rights to the land and resources. And that's what the infinity of the flag was flown. It was a red infinity. And there you go, a little bit about history about our flag. I was told later on that there was a little story after the skirmish happened that they had misplaced the flag. And so they asked the same elder, Cuthbert Grant, went back to the same elder and had another flag made. And Unfortunately, the elder said that she did not have any more red cloth left, so she made one in blue, and now today, the blue infinity, the blue flag infinity, is our national, has been adopted as our national flag. And there's a little bit of history about our Métis flag. And there you go. Listen, if you need to call us, it's in the U.S. and Canada, toll free, 888-228-4494. And worldwide, toll free, 877-489-6350. For direct lines, go to the BBS website main page where they will be listed. And I'd like to recap of what's going on was this this week. I was very pleased to have been invited to a dinner and a setup of our museum display for the Interior Métis Child and Family Louis Riel Dinner this past 16th, which was held on November 16th at the Thompson Regional University in Kamloops. It was absolutely fabulous. And on the menu was roasted buffalo, which was absolutely scrumptious. There was lots of elders there which were honored. Marino Gorin, he was our host, and he's the was the master of ceremonies. There was good music. We had the kids up there receiving their sashes as a coming of age. We had some elders receiving some very impressive gifts that the Interior Métis Child and Family was passing around as in honor of our elders. And tonight, that night, we had a very special guest. That very special guest was Yvonne Chartrand. She is our national jigging champion of Canada, and of course she's held this title before. I think in 2005, I think she held it. And she's also had a John Arcan Fiddle Fest championship, and that was also won by her. She is a very talented young lady, and she had a little bit of a write-up in the province today. They had it a write-up about on Thursday, November the 13th, and she was talking about she is an dancing instructor, but she also has a company working very hard that does performances. And she was in Vancouver at the Roundhouse Auditorium, and she was putting on a champagne divini d'assai. The name was taken from the phrase come and dance in her father's language from St. Laurent, Manitoba. This event was organized in 2005, and it was designed to honor both Riel, who inspired her rebirth of a nation and showcased enormous creativity of energy at the work in contemporary Métis culture across Canada. Frequently called the fathers of Manitoba, Riel and the Canadian politician and leader of the Métis people. He was, of course, they were talking about how he was hung for treason for taking arms against Canada, which is now under the government study of trying to give him a pardon. And there's still things that need to be negotiated before they will accept a pardon on his behalf. She also mentioned in here that Marguerite, which was the wife, a sole inspiration by Riel's wife, You never hear about the women who survived during the resistance. You hear about the men and the battles, said Yvonne. My research on One Piece made it clear that more women and children died during the battle than men. I want to do something in their honor, choosing a wife as a subject. She's originally from Manitoba. She fell in love with the traditional Métis dance when she saw a group performing at the University of Manitoba. She was studying fine arts and was mesmerized by the display. She started taking classes in 1985. Her studies took her all over the country. During this time, she became apparent that there was not a lot of focus on Métis dance in Canada. I was the only person doing Red River Jig here in Vancouver, and I really didn't want to keep on doing it alone as a performance, so I started grabbing people and training them to dance with me. Well done, Yvonne. I am going to play you a beautiful song in honor of Riel. That was a song to honor Louis Riel for the last past week that he was hung on November 16th, 1885. I don't know if the listeners out there actually realize that the Métis people are a national anthem. And I was just happy to run through some of our CDs, and we have tracked it down. And I am wanting to play this on our radio show for a long time, because I think this is a very good national anthem, and I am going to play it right at the time, right now. People will sleep for 100 years, and when they awakened, it will be the artist that brings the spirit back to them. Oh, very good quote from Louis Riel. Now, back in our own community here, Clearwater is having our first Louis Riel Day celebration and an elders dinner this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. on November 23rd. Unfortunately, I was at school when I couldn't attend it earlier, but we actually managed to get to the one in Kamloops. And performing, we are going to be doing a little bit of a performing of a short story and a presentation by Mushum and Kukum based on the play The Summer of 1884, as well as having a museum display down there. If everybody is in the area and listening to this local message, all the elders will be welcome to come and enjoy. Now, I am going to play you another tune here, and I'm just going to get it all tuned up here, ready to go. And it's an old friend that I had met about 3 years ago, and it was in Alberta, and we finally got some actual music that he sings. He used to do all the buffalo camps out in Alberta, and right now we are going to wanting to play one of his songs. And here you go. This is Gary Lee.
Who can have her? I don't want her.
I don't want her.
She didn't love me.
She didn't love me
anyway. She only wanted,
she only wanted
someone to play with.
Someone to play with.
And all I wanted was for love to stay. The girl I loved, she up and left me. She ran away from my best friend. For this 1 hour, when daylight comes, she's gone again. Well, you can't have her.
I don't want her.
She didn't love me.
She didn't love me
anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. But all I wanted was for love to stay. Well, when you're stuck with the wrong. There's only one thing that you can do. Just take the hole and crawl right in. Pull the ground right in over you.
Anybody's interested, he has got a couple of CDs out, and if you need to get a hold of him, I'm going to give you his his email. His Gary Lee, that's Gary, that's GarryLee@shaw.ca, And you can, if you're requesting a CD from him, because I will be playing some more music through the evening as well. And he is quite an artist. And I met him, like I said, about 4 years ago in the Big Valley Rendezvous. As well, if anybody's wanting to get on the line in Canada and the U.S., toll-free is 888-228-4494. And worldwide, toll-free 877-489-6350. And for direct lines, go to the BBS Radio website main page where they will be listed. There you go. So if there's anybody wanting to get online and talk about anything they need to talk about, please give us a call. And I'm going to go right back and play one more song by Gary Lee. And here it is. It's called Maple Syrup. Gary Lee. Again, you can reach Gary Lee by his email. That's GaryLee@Shaw.ca. Ah, and I also spoke to another artist just recently. He is Wally Garou, and he is going to be on our radio show later on in the new year. But he's the gentleman I've been talking about, and that he does the reenactment of the trial of Louis Riel, and as well, he does the last testament of his life. And I happened to be talking to him. He's been very busy, of course, through the November month and this season, but he has agreed to visit us in January and looking forward to it. Thanks, Wally. But I just happened to scoop one of his, he is also a very talented artist, and I just happened to, we just picked up one of his CDs, and he has a friend with him. His name is Ian, and I'm just going to look inside to get his is Ian's last name there. Where is it here? No, he doesn't. Sorry, it's not. It's Wally and Jan. I'm sorry. My eyes are going bad. And they're from Medicine Hat. And let's see. It says Wally and Jan decided that rather than playing from stage areas, they'd walk around and ask people at the table what they would like to hear. And this gives the audience a special feeling of what they are playing for. They also play traditional stage together, and they were with other bands in around Medicine Hat. Oh, sorry, here is his name. His name is Jan Shamil, and I'm going to play one of his tunes. I'm just going to just cue it up here as we did. This one, he also has a CD available that we could pick up on at... I usually pick it up at the Red River areas, and so I'm going to play one of his tunes here, and I'm just waiting for it to cue up, and here it goes, coming up, and I'm going to play his track 5, This Sweet Old World, and here you go.
What you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. What you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. The breath from your own lips, the touch of fingertips, sweet and gentle. A midnight train wearing someone's ring, someone calling your name, somebody so warm, cradled in your arms. If you think you were worth anything, see what you lost. When you left this world, this sweet old world. What you lost when you left this world, this sweet old
and Jan. You know, I met Wally in 2 years ago. It was in Delia, Alberta, and I have found a friend forever. The man is tireless with his music. He was always there entertaining the kids. He also helped us with our play with the Bella Batoche, and he was our narrator. He has one great friend, and I am going to try to get him more advertised, that he needs to be well exposed to the Métis Nation of Canada. He is a very well-talented secret man that needs his talents to be exposed. And I am going to play one more song by him. He sang this while he was at the campfire at the Delia gathering, the Hans Hill gathering in Alberta.
Seven.
From Tuning Around, Jan and Wally, and yes, absolutely fabulous music. Please call in with your questions and comments, or just wanting to chat any subject, or else you can just relax and listen to the music that I'm going to be playing tonight. I am going to play the contemporary music, and then I might even switch to get into some fiddle music. But I am going to now put back on my good old friend, Gary Lee. So here he comes. I'm just sticking him into the computer right now, and here we go. I'm going to be... And also, again, you can reach... Jan and Wally's email, so I will have that next time when we're on the air. And right now, I am going to play you a tune called Diggity Diggity Low by Gary Lee.
Diggy diggy line, diggy diggy low. Fell in love at the bed-o-do. The pot was cold and a coffee show. Diggy diggy line, diggy diggy low. Diggy diggy line, low, diggy diggy low. Everyone knew he was a foe. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy diggy low. Find romance where they do the Cajun dance. Steal a kiss when they have a chance. Show their love with every glance. Diggy diggy, diggy diggy love. Everyone knew he was a foe. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy diggy low. Thank you.
There you go, Gary Lee. Again, here it is. It's GaryLee@shaw.ca. And I am going to play another tune here. I'm just trying to get the thing all organized here again. From the Proud to be Métis album, I'm sorry I don't have the name of some of these artists. It was one of their copies that they gave me because they didn't have any left, so they copied me one. And I am going to play number track 8. It's by Calvin Walrath, and it is the Red River Jig. And then that should end the program for music, and then I'll have some more announcements, and we will continue. And here we go now. To a close. Thank you very much for listening to the Métis Voices radio program. We really enjoyed our visit with you. All of you. I would like to thank our directors, Anne, Dawn, Seth, and the gang, as well as the sponsors of the BBS radio station for allowing us to present this program to you each week. Be sure to give us some of your feedback about our Métis Voices radio show on the BBS radio website on the main page, and check out our website at www.MachifMétisMuseum.org and http://MachifMétisMuseum.ning.com. Next week, Friday, November 28th, we'll be playing one of our archive programs, as I will be back in school in Kelowna for the last class for this year. But we will be back live on the air on December 5th. Please tune in next week, same time, starting at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Drive carefully. Take care. Happy Louis Riel Week. Until next week, Marcy.